Dr. Pinsky dictating them out. I am Ian, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Flippin, F-L-I-P-P-E-N. Danny Flippin is a 65-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10/13/22. But at that time, he slipped on water that was on the floor, causing his head to hit a column without loss of consciousness. Purity also twisted his left foot and fell to the ground. Period, he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he had physical therapy, but no surgical intervention. Period, the rest of that section is normal. The paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, Mr. Flippin was seen at the emergency room where he worked the same day. Period. He came in with bruising and swelling to the right forehead. Period. He hadn't taken his blood pressure medication in 3 days. Period. He denied loss of consciousness. Period. He underwent a CAT scan of the head that showed sinus mucosal disease without evidence of acute traumatic brain injury. But he also underwent x-rays of the left foot and ankle that were negative for fracture. But he was diagnosed with a sprain of the left ankle, comma, head injury, comma, and hypertension, for which he was treated and released. Period. In paragraph on 10/17/22, he followed up at Occupational Health, complaining of pain in the left foot. Period. He had been off work and using crutches, keeping the left foot elevated since his ER evaluation. Period. He was to remain non-weight-bearing. Period. He was provided with a cane to ambulate to his car and an ankle support for compression and stability. Period. If he did not improve, they would consider an MRI of the foot, although this was unlikely. Period. He continued here through 10/25/22. Period. At that time, Dr. Abramowitz, Abramowitz, with concern about his head. Purity initially was more concerned about his left foot. Purity had been taking ibuprofen for headaches. Period. He just had his first physical therapy session that day. Purity was placed on restricted duty and was to follow up on November 4. And then received a further documentation from that provider. Period. In paragraph, however, on 3/17/23, he was seen by Dr. Hollowell, H-O-L-L-A-W-E-L-L. Period. X-rays were repeated and showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He was rendered diagnosis of left ankle sprain and left foot sprain. Period. He recommended continued therapy as well as ice for any discomfort. Period. He was to follow up in 3 to 4 weeks, but does not appear to have done so. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. He localizes the tender area where he struck his head on the right upper forehead near the hairline. Prepared this was not swollen, red, or warm, but was tender to palpation. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed onychomycosis of the great toenails bilaterally. Period. And then normal through. He had superficial tenderness to palpation about the left fifth and first metatarsals, but there was none on the right. Period. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, but not walk on them. Period. Active supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 10/13/22, Danny Flippin slipped at work, striking his head against a column and twisting his left foot. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays and CAT scan were negative. Brady followed up with occupational health. He initiated him on therapy. Brady also was seen by Dr. Hollowell, who recommended continuation of therapy. Period. At his visit of 3/17/23, he stated that full duty work was possible. Period. He paragraphed the current examination. Found he ambulated with physiologic gait, period, there was no limp, and he did not use any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period, he had superficial tenderness to palpation about the left fifth and first metatarsals. Period, provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were negative. Period, he could stand on his heels and toes. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period, in paragraph there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head or statutory left foot. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured after missing only approximately 2 weeks of work. Period. And that is the end.